Welcome to Emmanuel Christian Church, the house of Judah, the house at the gate. Please join us as we'll be listening to Apostle Vincent Luan, the head pastor of the Emmanuel Christian Churches.
We are going to share together the word of God.
And
I believe that we are getting to where God wants us to be.
We are
teaching on Alelon.
The
word Alelon means one another.
And we
have summed it as a relationship.
A
godly relationship.
A
relationship with God.
A
relationship with one
another. A
relationship with those who do not know God.
And
today I want us to focus on the call of God upon us.
The
love that we have to show, that God so loved the world
that he
gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So you have to understand the kind of love that Jesus loved us with. You have to understand the kind of love that God bestowed upon us,
that
it is a love that is selfless, that is a love that gives without conditions. And here we are talking about Alelon. And our topic for today is loving and going all out. To loving others. Loving and going all out. To serve the Lord. I want to challenge you that loving the Lord is expressed in your actions. We know how much you love. Not by what you say,
but
by what you do. Your action speaks much louder. Even though you have given us gifts, even though you have given us bread, even though you have given us so much, but the way in which you carry yourself when you do these things, we know where your love is. We spoke a bit last week. We said, don't do your love by showing off. Other people will give you food. They take pictures of you. Whatever that good they do, they already want the public to know about it. You have to understand that kind of love has already received its reward. It will not be recognized because we have already received that you are a good man. Even though most people who give, they do it for tax purposes. They give because there is something they will get. It says most organizations that give, they give in order to reduce their tax burden. I pray that you are not that kind of a Christian.
Amen.
I said, I pray that you are not that kind of a Christian.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Going all out in loving others is giving the best of all that you have. Going all out is loving others by giving the best of what you are. The book of John, chapter 16, verse 13.
John 16, verse 13.
It says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend. You see, you have to understand that loving others, loving one another, loving yourself, loving God, is fully giving yourself, surrendering yourself. The Bible says, no greater love than this, that one should lay down his life for a friend. To lay down your life should not be accidental. I saw many years ago, one of the American presidents there was an attempt to kill him. He had soldiers, or what we'll call this, the police who guards him. And when they were shooting, one of the policemen jumped, or the security jumped in order to take the bullets. You see, for him, it was not by accident. It was an intentional thing. When he was told, you will be the security of the president, he understood very clearly that he has signed his death warrant. That it is very possible that he will die in the line of duty. The same way like the policeman, he knows when he leaves his house, putting on a uniform, he represents all of us. And so he knows I may not return, because he's going to enforce the law. So even with us, our love towards God, our love towards Jesus, our giving to the Lord is automatically understanding that are receiving Jesus, accepting Jesus, becoming a child of God, you are signing your own death warrant. You are abandoning all your vision. You are abandoning all your dreams. You are pursuing just one dream, to serve the Lord, to give yourself fully for Him. You have to understand that receiving Jesus is not just, oh, I'm a Christian. It's not a religious activity. It's a life commitment. It's surrendering your life and giving all that you have. That is why we say loving and giving all that you are. So you have to understand that there is no greater love that one should lay down his life. Soldiers signed that pledge. Police signed that pledge. The president should have signed the pledge that he will protect and guard the integrity of the state. Even us, we have signed through receiving Jesus that we will give our life. Life for life. Jesus died on the cross. The scripture says, carry your cross and follow me. The sign of love. The sign of love for a Christian is the cross. You have to carry your cross and follow me. Jesus said, carry your cross and follow me. When you think about the cross, it's a true example of love. Is a display of selflessness. Is a display of dying to one's vision and intent. The cross symbolizes giving everything that you have. You cannot be a Christian. You cannot say you love Jesus and you do what you like. You cannot say you love Jesus and disobey his commandments. True love follows truly. Love loves even when it hurts. I said love loves even when it hurts. May you receive the love of Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For his love is shed abroad in your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to have an understanding that God loves you. That God has a purpose for your life. For all the purposes of God to come to pass, you have to carry your cross. Without you carrying your cross, you will not fulfill the mission and the call of God. The Bible says, no greater love than this, that one should lay down his life. I've seen people who quit on the way. I've seen people who are not willing to go through. I asked my mother some years ago, I said, why did you marry my father? Why have you stayed all this long? And my mother says, my father, which is my grandmother, my grandfather, my father told me that when I get married, is for life. I'm told that my grandfather said to her, problems will be there. Difficulties will be there. But you must stay. You are coming in to stay. You are here to suffer together. You are here to experience difficulty together. It's not a place to quit. Loving Jesus. The Bible says, no greater love. No greater love. No greater love. It says, what manner of love is this? I said, what manner of love is this? What manner of love is this? That a man should lay down his life for a friend. You are not really a Christian if you don't love others. If you don't give yourself. You see, there is a mistake. I'm not talking about teddy bear love. Can you say teddy bear?
Isn't teddy bear?
Do you know what is a teddy bear?
Well, it's about teddy bear.
Some people have a teddy bear kind of love. Your teddy bear kind of love, that's not what we are talking about. That is too soft. You know, people are thinking Jesus was this soft guy. If he was a carpenter, he must have cut the trees. He might have had to go to the bush to cut the trees. To bring the locks back to town. Or to the village where he was staying. He had to work on that wood until it becomes a furniture. So I don't see a very weak structure as they show in the movie. The kind of Jesus I see is really a heart strong personality who was able to do much more. You see, teddy bear love. People will say, oh, you must love people. The Bible says, those you love, you discipline. People use the word, they say tough love. I'm not talking about tough love. I talk about the love that loves. That wants to correct. That wants to establish. That wants to move you forward. That wants to make you the man, the woman you are supposed to be. That it will speak the truth without intending to hurt you. You know, there are others who speak the truth, but their intent is to destroy. They speak the truth in order to cause hardship, in order to cause impossible circumstances. I want to talk to you today that you should not have this kind of love. You see, teddy bear love is non-responsive. Did you hear what I said? If you have a teddy bear, teddy bear will never respond to you. You are the one who responds to the
teddy bear.
I wish I remembered. I should have come with it. I have a big, big teddy bear somewhere in the yard. I should have brought it so that I show you when I hug teddy bear. Teddy bear doesn't hug me back. It's a false belief. If you see the bear in the real bush, go and hug Mr. Teddy Bear. Hug Mr. Teddy Bear. We will know that the display that they show about Teddy Bear is a lie. No, go to the bush. Meet Mr. Bear. Meet Mr. Bear. You will soon be dinner or lunch. Listen, we are not talking about that kind of love that is self-seeking. Okay, let's read together. The Bible says in the book of John 15:13. We will go down until we reach where we want to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand, number one, John 15:9. It says, as the Father loved me, I also love you. Okay, so we spoke about this. How does the Father love? Oh, think about it. You are all his children. And he says, I want to love these people. And to love these people, you are going to be the sacrifice. Think about it. What are you going to say? What kind of love is this? Oh, why do you take me? The kind of love God took Jesus and he told him, you have to go. You have to die. So that others through you can see what is selflessness. So that through you, their sins will be forgiven. Now, if we say, God says, I've loved you. And Jesus says, I've loved you. And you say, you love me. Then it means you love me with the love of Jesus. And the love of Jesus. Cross. If you are a shepherd, if you are a ministry minister, if you are a pastor, you are on the cross.
You are on the cross. You have died to yourself. You have given yourself fully to the Lord. Listen, we are going to step on your toes. We are going to talk about your dress. We are going to talk about your makeup. We are going to talk about your hair. We are going to talk about your week. My last born. My wife has a number of weeks. You know, so there's 1 week. My wife was putting on. And my daughter said, this week, I don't like it. It's ugly. You get it? Blatant truth. You know, so my wife was asking for my opinion, second opinion. Hallelujah. If you come next week, I'll tell you what was my opinion. Listen. It says, and the father loved me. You see, if I claim the father loved me, and I say, I have also loved you. And he says, abide in my love. Now, what kind of love? The abiding love of Jesus is a love of the cross. Fully committed to relinquish and abandon his own dream, his personal goals, so that we, me and you, can experience the good of what life has to bring. I'm on record saying, without Christianity, the world is in chaos. You can go anywhere where they don't acknowledge Jesus, where they don't preach Jesus. They will chop your toe. They will chop your fingers. The level of brutality, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Think about it. They catch you stealing. All of you. Let me see. Who have never stolen before? Lift up your hands. I don't know in the viewing centers, but here in Acadia, nobody's lifting their hand. All of these are thieves. I'm looking at thieves. All of these are thieves. Now, can you imagine? Have you been caught stealing before? You will be having no hand as we speak now. Because they will have chopped it so that you don't steal again. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. But Jesus doesn't say it that way. He says, the Father has loved me. And I have loved you. And he says, if you love me. Let's read together. If you love me. He says, abide in my love. He says, abide in my love. To abide is to stay. So when you stay, you are going to experience inconvenience. You are going to experience pain. You are going to experience hardship. It's to remain. You don't quit. You don't leave. You have nowhere to go. To abide is not to move from the love of Christ. The love of Christ is spelled. You can write this, how Jesus spells love.
How Jesus
spells love. Morana Jesu okwala lerato bian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's S-A.
S-A.
C-R.
C-R.
I-F.
I-F.
I-C-E. Spelled what?
Sacrifice.
It's just one of the many. The second one. Is D-E-A. T-H. That's love. You get it? But most of us will not give ourselves. Most of us will not surrender ourselves. We are still alive to ourselves. We have a teddy bear love. We have the chicken attitude. You remember the story of the chicken and the pig. That the chicken said to the pig, our master loves us seriously. So let us do something good for our master. The chicken says, I will give 2 eggs. If you could give my master the bacon, I think my master will love us more. The pig says, it's a good idea. Tell your neighbor, it's a good idea. But say to your neighbor, there is a problem. To give eggs, you are donating. I don't even understand. The eggs don't affect the chicken at all. But Mr. Pig, the piglet said, no,
I don't mind to lay down my life. But you are not committed. Most Christians are chicken Christians. They will not share the gospel with any person. They check their dignity. They said, I'm putting on a three-piece suit. You know my dignity. I'm dressed very well. I am a manager. Why should I go and preach about Jesus? Why should I surrender and give my dignity away? But Mr. Piglet, I'm dead.
You will.
There's no way you'll get bacon from me. But eggs are free. Most Christians are like that. They love Jesus. They continue in their sin. They think, oh, somebody said this way. He said, if God so loved the world, then I should not worry about hell. I said, you are playing games. Even yourself, you expect a certain level of commitment for the love that you show to others. People must accept your love. You give your love to them. You surrender yourself to them. There must be a response. If I say to you, I love you, I pursue you, I chase after you, and when I make my turn, after a number of days or years, you come back and say, I'm responding to your love. You might find that my love has been given to somebody who appreciates it. So abide in the love of Christ, which is dying to yourself, dying to your own vision, dying to your own desires. Number two, loving others and saving and loving God is to keep Jesus' commandments. John chapter 15 verse 10. He says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. So we know that if you don't keep the commandments, you are nowhere close to abiding to the love of God. That's why people say, yo, if God loves, Jesus has brought in, or he has given us a definition of loving him. If you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. If you don't love me, you will not keep the commandments. So we know by your behavior that even though you come to church, even though you are in our midst, you have become religious. You are just a person to soothe your guilt. You know, you come to church, you pray your prayers, you give your offerings, and you go away. All of that is not sufficient. I said, all of that is not sufficient. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep what? My commandments. Not your commandments. Not the things you like. You don't do what you like. You don't do what you want. The requirements have been put. Verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. The true love of Jesus is in the abiding in his love, which is to keep his commandments, to love one another by sacrificing ourselves, by dying to ourselves, by serving him, by carrying our cross, by preaching the gospel to others. It says here, just as I have kept my father's commandments. What was the father's commandment? The father sent him. We are sending people out. Everybody's on transfer. All the pastors are on transfer. Yes, we have said so. One day you will come, we will tell you during the Thanksgiving conference. We'll tell you, your new pastor. Your pastor is so and so. And abide in my love. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. He says, if you keep my commandments, he says here, I've kept my father's commandments. What was the father's commandment? Go and die. One day we were talking with a friend of us. Their children were getting married. And this person who's a friend of us is a very good designer of clothes. So we asked this mother, will you be doing a designer dress for your child?
He
says, no. I want as well the parents by better hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know you understand. You are saying I could do my part. But the parents as well want to do their part. So let me not interfere with their parts. Listen, until we better hands at Jesus, you have not started. You see, coming to church, it's not to get a good job. You have missed the point. Coming to church, it's not to be healed. You have missed the point. Coming to church, it's not to live lovely. You have missed the point. Coming to church, it's not to be a billionaire or a millionaire or to be rich or wealthy. We have already been defined. The Bible gives us a clear picture that we are wealthy already. The greatest of them all is the one who gives his life. You have to give your life. You have to surrender it. When we send you out, we will see if you are abiding in the love of the commandments that are given to you. If you don't keep my commandments, you have nothing of me. I said, if you don't keep my commandments, you have nothing of me. And this is what he said, Jesus said. He says, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my father's commandments, which was to die, which was to give up his life. You see, you have to have trust. You have to have belief that the decision that is being made, it is for your good. It is to preserve you. It's to keep you going. It's to establish you. It's to make you a better person. To make you extremely powerful. But most people don't see it that way. Because we always have an agenda. You see, the agenda of a young woman is to be on stilettos, to walk on the catwalk, to have all eyes of men, and for them to talk and say, when people were made, you were made out of a different cut. Look how you twist and walk. Is it real? Can a person walk that way for long? You get it? For that 2 minutes, they want the whole world to stand. But the time will come when you try to walk again and they will boo you. Because there will be a new girl in the block who can walk better. Ask your mother, she used to be a twiggy like you. she used to can't walk as well. But time has caught up with her. Hallelujah. So if she puts on stilettos, it can be suicide. You get it? You can trip and fall. The weight is too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said,
yes,
if you love me, keep my commandments. A young man wants to show his muscles. No, when you love Jesus, it has got nothing to do with your muscles. It has got everything to do with your love for God. I was saying to somebody, when you get married, marry the person who have the same attribute, who loves Jesus the same way as you do. They want to win souls. They want to chase. Not these ones who say, oh, I just want to live comfortably. Because then, the Bible says all these things, seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things, whatever the Porsche that you want, the Mercedes-Benz you want, the Ranger you want, all these things will be added unto you. Greater works than this you will do. You will have things you never ask for because you have remained true. So as we talk about it, Jesus said, I have kept my father's commandments. Abide in my love. Your love is seen in keeping the commandments. Die to yourself. Number 3. John 15:11. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be made full. People want joy. People want life, but they are not willing to get the true joy. They are not willing to get a true life. People love artificiality. We can start it here in church. Most people are artificial today. We can start in church. You get it? We have put on makeup. Am I telling the truth? We have put on eyelashes. Am I right? We have put on a push bra. Isn't it? Maswabi, maswabi, rikukile maswabi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord have mercy. The artificiality is what is keeping us going. We have become so artificial that we keep so much pills just to keep ourselves going. We can't live a normal life. I want to challenge you that we need to go beyond artificiality. May the grace of the Lord be with you.
Amen.
You will serve the Lord with your life.
Amen.
You will do supernatural works.
Amen.
Lives of men will be changed.
Amen.
The book of Psalm chapter 2 verse 8.
Psalm 2 verse 8.
It says, ask of me, nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. Listen, God wants to bless you seriously. But because you don't want to move, because you don't want to go anywhere, you will never experience the ends of the earth for your inheritance. There are things that are reserved for you. Can you imagine the day you die and God shows you a certain part of the world and say you will have lived like a king? You will have lived like a king. Think about Jesus. The Bible says, foxes have holes. Yes, yes, foxes have holes. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Listen, don't worry about the house. Don't worry about the car. Listen, all of us slept. You know, you can sleep in All Star Hotel.
The All Star Hotel.
You know, there is one star. There is two star. There is five star. But you can sleep outside. There are people who are sleeping, we call them hobos. They have no home. Or they have abandoned their home. But you can intentionally sleep on All Star. When you sleep outside, suffering for Jesus, at night, you are not sleeping on a five-star. You are sleeping in All-Star Hotel. The heavens are your covering. The Lord is with you.
Amen.
And you experience the goodness of the Lord. And many years later, you can tell your story that I've experienced All-Star Hotel. The residue of heaven, the fatness of the heavens has come upon my life. I become this strong because I can sleep anywhere. I don't have to sleep in a very comfortable bed, but I'm willing to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Are you willing to go? Are you willing to be sent? Are you willing to be sent? Are you willing to die? Are you willing to surrender your life? Are you willing to surrender your hopes? Are you willing to give all for Jesus? John 15:12. It says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. Jesus gave the best of his life to prove his love towards us. Jesus loved us by giving himself. He gave his all. Greater love has no man than this, that one should sacrifice his life. I want to challenge you today that you need to give yourself. The teddy bear love will deny you. You see, teddy bear love will tell you, I need to paint my nails. By the way, it's not only women today who paint their nails. Yeah, I've seen men sitting on the nail table, loving themselves. It's very good to love yourself. I mean, you can see I love myself. You know, I group myself. You get it?
Amen.
Yeah, your teddy bear, the teddy bear love is self-centered. I must be comfortable. I must be happy. I must have a decent bed. I must have this silk linen. and all of these things, I will do it for myself. But I want to say to you, you can allow the Lord to do it for you. It is better if the Lord is the one who's doing it, because it will be a permanent experience. We are ascending and we are ascending and a planting church. The book of Acts 13, verse 1 to 4. It says, in the church that was in Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger.
Barnabas, Simeon, Niger.
Lucius of Cyrene. Lucius of Cyrene. Manien. Who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. And Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this church was different. They came together like we have come together. They were praying. They were fasting. They were in the presence of the Lord. I suspect they started prophesying to each other. You know, when you have too much prophets, they miss the purpose of the prophecy. Can you imagine if every Sunday we have to prophesy you? They spoke about me. Listen, we speak about you. Go and die. Receive this as a prophecy to you. I'm going to die for Jesus. I'm receiving my prophecy. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to go to far places. This is a true prophecy. Oh, you want me to quote it for you? Matthew 28. Jesus says, all power and authority is given unto me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You must be the one that Jesus was talking to. It says, all authority and power is given to me. Go therefore. Tell your neighbor he's talking to me. Tell your neighbor I'm going. Jesus is sending me away. Go therefore. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. You cannot make disciples by staying here. They've become too familiar. Your disciples have become too familiar. When you tell them,
Arijolimo,
they argue. Are in accommodation. Listen. It's not about accommodation. It's about loving Jesus. It's about giving ourselves to Jesus. Do you understand? A young girl. He's staying with the boy. I said, you have to abandon the course. He says, I have no accommodation. I said, what does accommodation have to do with the boyfriend? From when did boyfriend and accommodation become one thing? You came to study. Focus on your studies. You better sleep on All-Star Hotel and suffer for the Lord. Keep your integrity. Power is generated by sacrifice. Greater power comes by sacrifice. When you give yourself to the Lord, the Lord will give himself to you. People think these things happen by chance. You can criticize pastors as much as you want. Most pastors that I know, they have sacrificed so much. They've abandoned so much. They've left so much. They've given everything. They get accused by their own wives, by their own husbands, that you love others more than us. You are always on the street with others. You don't spend time with us. You are always out. Somebody was asking me, when we go to the UK, I will go for 2 months, 3 months. And somebody was saying, what about your children? We feel for your children. I said, my children, God will take care of them. God will see through for them. There are people here who need to hear about Jesus. A different gospel. Not a teddy bear gospel. That tells you go and drink wine and kill yourself. That tells you go and sleep around. God will understand. That is not the love of Jesus. That is a lie from the pit of hell. You cannot live as you like. He says all power, all authority is given unto me. The reality of it, hell is real. I said hell is real. Can you imagine? You die. Your family dies. You arrive in heaven. You are the only one who's going there. Think about it. Your children that you said you love them. Your wife that you said I love my wife. Your husband that you gave everything to. They are all going to hell because of you. Because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You had a teddy bear kind of love. But they will grow up. They will understand. Listen, there's nothing like that. Love is true by sacrificing. Hell is real. It is very unfortunate that most of us pastors, Christians, have become teddy bears. We tell them, by and by, things will get well. Listen, nothing is going to get well. The Bible has already written, things are going to get worse than they are now. You will see when you grow older, you will realize that life has changed. Things are no longer the same. People have become so self-centered. People have become so selfish. I want, as we round up and close, for all the viewing centers and our churches, we are going to have communion as always. I'll ask those who are distributing communion to be ready so that when we round up, we are not going to start from the beginning. If you are in your house, you are watching us from whatever platform you are watching us or listening on radio, you could have your own communion. But what will it help you if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If your life is not given to the Lord, your success and your breakthrough here on earth is really useless. It's dust of dust. You have to understand, all that you do, if Jesus is not in it, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The blood of Jesus was shed on the cross. It was a sign of love that whosoever believes should receive him. And today you can receive Jesus. Today you can be a child of God. Today your sins can be forgiven. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? Maybe your world is just a house. Maybe your world is just to be married. Maybe your world is just to have a job. Maybe your world is just to have a food on your table. But I want to tell you that if you were to die now, where will you spend your eternity? This is serious. You need to give your life to the Lord. Without surrendering your life, you will lose everything you have. I want to pray together with you today. I want to challenge you. If you have come to church, if you are listening on television or any platform, I want to say to you, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your life is in danger. The Bible says Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Sometimes the things you enjoy, they are laced with poison. We were talking about the issue, the effect of alcohol, that the government has discovered that alcohol is the main troublemaker. But Satan will advertise it on television as something lovely, something good. But we know for a fact that the intent of Satan, the intent of Satan, the intent of Satan is to kill, is to steal, is to destroy. He is sure. When you become addicted, it's going to be very difficult for you to come out. I want to pray together with you. If you say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. I want to surrender my life. I want to give myself to the Lord as a child of God. I want to be restored. Maybe during COVID-19, you fell by the wayside. This is a good place to repent. We are going to pray. I want you to bow your head or close your eyes. Wherever you are, if you are driving, please don't close your eyes. We are going to pray. If you say, I want to receive Jesus, I want my sins to be forgiven, I want to be a child of God. For the viewing centers, lift up your hand. Any person who say, I want to receive, even here in Acadia, lift up your hand. If you say, Pastor, pray with me, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, lift up your hand now and we'll pray together. We give thanks to the Lord that salvation is true. You can receive your salvation. You can receive Jesus. Your sins can be forgiven. You can be a child of God. I want to pray together with you. You will say, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want my life to change. Lift up your hand now. And we are going to pray. We are going to pray together. All those in the viewing centers, in the different churches, let's make sure that we help our people. Is there somebody here who say, Pastor, include me in the prayer? I want to be a child of God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Yes, well, lift up your hand and we'll pray together. I'm going to ask the whole church to pray together with me. And everybody in the viewing centers, we are going to pray together. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge the death of Jesus on the cross. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse my unrighteousness. With my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. And with my heart, I believe that you raised him from the dead. Can you say, Mudimu, kya lebuha, kamrena Jesu, what ling answela, kamulo mokia bua, kapilukia dumela, hori Jesu Christe kamrena, katswa di bitaka, kamadi amrena Jesu, ntire wana wakako, kya lebuha mrena, hori lufugola hako lere, haki bua ibile ki dumela, kita poloswa, kya muhela poloswa e, kalina lamrena Jesu. Amen. Can we give a powerful clap offering to the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen.